blah 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 blah. Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. I am Skip LaCour. How are you doing this morning? Hey, what's all that blah 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 stuff about? That's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the words you say. How powerful are they? And what's most important when you are communicating your message, when you are being influential and persuasive and getting your point across and leading other people? Is it those exact words you say? How much time do you spend measuring your words, tentatively thinking in your head, putting that pressure on yourself to say the exact word at the exact time with the exact diction, right? That's what I want to talk about today. And what stimulated that conversation was one of my coaching sessions just yesterday. I have a young guy, man, just so proud of the progress this young man is making. I say this so often, is that someone who is a young guy who listens to these podcasts or finds a way to get in contact with me, to step up for one-on-one coaching where I'm there guiding him, helping him, holding his hand, you know, giving him some life experience, coaching him, pushing him to become his very best, poking and prodding at his fears, his weaknesses that he allows me and he invites me to, he hires me to do. So much respect for a person like that. That's someone who is not just does a lot of talking to have the best things in life. They're willing to examine themselves, to put some skin in the game, to go out and seek a coach or a mentor to help them, to push them. And, you know, that reminds me, I talk about my story with this whole personal development, how I was introduced to it by a coworker, a much older coworker back when I was 21 years old, took me to a seminar, and it just changed the whole direction of my life, my whole way of looking at things. And at that time, I went to so many seminars afterwards. I read everything I could. I would listen to, back in those days, the audio cassettes and then CDs, and just read so many. I was just hooked. I was passionate about learning and sharing the message that I learned. Then it went into the live seminars where, you know, the peak performance coach, some of the best around. I would fly all over the world, spend that money on flights and hotels, and really, really work hard, pay attention, be in a 10 state learning this message. Then not just feeling good about it, I would take it back home and I would live it every single day and practice it and break it down and learn it at another level. I would talk the talk, I'd walk the walk, I'd help all my friends. I mean, and that was awesome. And it really helped me. It made me identify certain things. And I always say that was something great. So if you are loving this Morning Connection podcast and this MTC, mental conditioning, mental toughness conditioning that I'm sharing with you every single day, you are on a journey, or you are enhancing your journey. You probably already know that, even though, you know, sometimes those feelings, those emotions, those goals, those plans that you're after, they don't seem like they're coming along quickly enough or easy enough, or certainly not what you anticipated, right? You just keep on keeping on. There is no way feeding your mind with this type of information and just going through the thought process and being as close to level 10 of that state of anticipation and enthusiasm, excitement, that there's something that I'm going to say every single day during this podcast, at least one thing that's going to get you thinking in the right direction. And those thoughts, that's the first step. Those thoughts create actions. Then you follow through and you do the things you know that you've identified or you're going to give a shot that are going to push you, take you to that next level, and you're going to stay away from all those actions that you know they're not helping you. All right, so I know how much this has helped me. At the same time, you know, a lot of what I do in this Morning Connection podcast is that I identify the mistakes that I've made or the things I definitely could have done better, and I do everything I can to share those with you and how I worked my way through it and how I would have done them better in my attempts to have your life, your journey much, much easier than mine. And a lot of the great things that I accomplished, a lot of great things that I'm experiencing now, and I live in that state of anticipation that it's going to go to higher and higher levels. I want you to feel this earlier in your life, sooner in the process. Get it down and start loving this whole process a lot more than me, a lot better at it, a lot earlier than I did in life. That's part of my process. So what I always want to share with you is, if I would have gotten the one-on-one coaching with a mentor who was skilled, was passionate, was really focused on helping me, great at helping me, and all that general information, you know, like all the motivational quotes you'll see on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and a nice infographic. Oh, everybody loves it. It's some general inspirational quote. You know, if you take all that great information and apply it directly to my life, my fears, my challenges, you know, because I didn't know a lot of the times. I mean, I didn't know how things apply to me. I'll talk about all the time during this podcast or when I'm doing coaching sessions, because I know the process. I'll talk about it with one of my coaching clients, how I'm going to tell you this now. Now, I don't know about you, but I took this message in. I remember when I heard it. It had an effect on me, but I really didn't sink in till 3 years later or 6 years later. So I know the process, but at least I did hear it. And who knows, if I wasn't open to that information, I would have never, ever caught on. There's people who, you know, maybe they're younger or they're new to the process and they don't have the right mindset. And they think that if they just, well, I'm young or I've just been doing this, and they think that they'll just get it like in 5 years or 10 years from now. And I just say, no, you're not going to get it unless you pressure yourself. There's something that you're going to do in the next 5 years, if that's when, you know, you think you'll mature or get it. There's something that you're going to do differently, and you're going to think differently than you do today. That's what's going to help you get it, not just 5 years. Because all you need to do is look around you. Maybe some of your friends from high school, they haven't changed one bit, even though 10 years have gone by. So it's not, you can't just sit passively and just hope that time brings on maturity or new actions, new distinctions, new thoughts. It's what you actually do. And, you know, the one-on-one coaching just cuts through all of that general information, that powerful information, that general information, like what I'm sharing here with you today. It is helpful, but it would just, you know, cut through it. And I spent so much time and energy anyway, so whatever I would have invested in one-on-one coaching, man, it would have, I just can't emphasize it enough. Just can't emphasize it enough how helpful that is to just shave the process when you have the right coach, when you have the right coach. And so I have this young gentleman, and he's really working on the process. Very intellectual, very intelligent guy. Not only intelligent, did very, very well in school. And you can probably imagine that he's one of those guys who can really key on what the coach wanted during his sports team, or the teacher wanted during school, and could really lock in and really execute and, you know, achieve a certain level of success. That can help you achieve a certain level of success. You know, really taking care of the basics, the black and white in life, the things, the rules that are set forth by the authorities. But, you know, what he realizes, and what you should realize too, is that's going to get you to a nice, safe place in life. But the great stuff in life, the true passion, enjoyment, excitement is in the gray. It's in the stuff that, you know, the creative thinkers, the people who take risk, who are willing to make mistakes, that's where the real excitement in life is. Right? You can follow the rules, you can do what you're told and be really good at it and just be in the middle of the pack. All right? So it's those intangible things, the things you can't write down, right? That aren't in some book somewhere. It's going to take your interpretation of what it all means. And that's what all I'm doing here. All that, this thought is stimulating things. And the whole blah, blah, blah thing that I started off this podcast with was from a commercial that's going on right now. You can look this up. It's for HTC smartphones, HTC smartphones, and just put HTC blah, blah, blah. And what this is a commercial, and it's very scenic. It has this picture. you know, the scenes of a what looks like, you know, a hipster guy, maybe in his 50s, a little bit of gray, but he's got the cool, little bit longer haircut and the cool glasses. And his body language is that of coolness and confidence. You know, not stiffness and rigidness. I mean, he is just comfortable with himself. Casual. He's not dressed up. You know when you are so cool and so confident, you don't have to dress up to portray confidence and, you know, and comfort with yourself. That's where he is. You get the idea that he's successful. He's intelligent, right? And he's in what looks like a cool apartment. I would think like in the Hollywood Hills, the big wall of windows overlooking the city and the lights of the city at nighttime. A lot of shades. He's sitting at a desk. I mean, not in this cluttered room. I mean, you know, those big spacious lofts or apartment that are so big and they don't have any. You're so cool. You're so together. It's just, it could be empty. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Shot after shot shows him with casual but confident body language. And he's just saying, blah, 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 blah. Nice scenes of success, of imagery. And he's basically saying, you know, this phone is so good, we don't have to sell it here. You know, and I think they tell you, just go to the internet and ask everybody else. We don't need to pitch you. Just here we are. Right? And it's such a powerful message. And I think it's so interesting about advertising, because that's what advertising does. It just has music or pictures or images, and they just get you in an emotional state to influence you. And that's probably the formula to influence you in a commercial is probably 90% get you in an emotional state. Don't try to pack you with information of how great our product is. You know, get the wording exactly right, say it exactly right. Probably very, very small part of that is that way. You know, think back to the Apple commercials with your iPod, right? Remember those first commercials? All it had was a silhouette, a colorful silhouette of someone dancing to some music, just free music, love and life, you know, boom, the Apple logo, right? What's going on here? They didn't say, you know, this has X amount of megabytes and it has the quality of sound because of the technology that we use, blah, 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 blah. You know, there I go again with the blah, blah, blah. They don't fill you with that, right? Now, what does this have to do with our morning connection and mental toughness conditioning and about you being the very best you can be? And, you know, that was kind of the message that I was talking about with this young guy, is that sometimes you over-prepare what you have to say. You put too much importance about the exact words you're saying, all right? And there's that gap time between your idea, your passion, who you are, what's in your heart and soul, and that gap time, because you're doing so much processing of saying it what you think is just perfectly, right? And it's just like a rule in your head that you may have adopted, that that's how you communicate. And there's something I want you to consider. If you aren't feeling you're getting your message across, or people aren't listening to you, you're not getting the rewards in life that you really want, is let it come from your heart. Let it come from passion and excitement, right? With everything you say. I went through a sales training course, and there's some tips that they said is that, you know, you got to come through like you're enthusiastic as hell. You're sharp as a tack. You move from point to point to point, right? And you're an authority figure. You're a force to be reckoned with everything you do. Actually, it's a course that the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, you know, puts out, right? Great course. And really, that whole point is something that has really helped me, especially when I do a podcast like this one. You know, just, again, I'm enthusiastic as hell. If I can't be talking about something that I'm enthusiastic about, I shouldn't be talking about it. I should find something else to talk about, or find a level of enthusiasm to everything that I do. If I'm doing it, I could probably crank up the enthusiasm level at least a couple notches if I really make myself conscious of it. Moving from point to point to point, you know, making that impression on somebody that you know what the hell you're talking about. Right, they're not. If you spend too much time, if there's too much of a lag time, because you're measuring your words, right? You got to say them perfectly. And there's that gap time between them asking you a question or getting your opinion, and you're so slow in delivering what you have to say, right? You may be intelligent. You may have a great point of view, but you're saying what you have to say so slowly, they don't know you, maybe. Maybe everybody has such a short attention span. You know, they don't know. You don't sound like you know what you're talking about because you're taking too long to get your point across. Right? An authority figure. I mean, when I get on this podcast, you know, I don't just study some material about something and then come and deliver it, right? Why would I? There's so many things to choose from that I do have experience, life experience. I have a certain level of expertise. I'll talk about all those things first. I guess when we get up to Morning Connection podcast number 1049, maybe I'll run out of something and I'll have to, I don't know, study for a half an hour before I can get on this podcast. But until then, you know, I can be an authority figure what I talk about. And if you think about you can be, whether or not you're the expert, your opinion on a situation, your observation on a situation can be that of someone who knows what they're talking about, someone who loves food. You don't have to know all the greatest, just say, foods out there, the recipes, who the greatest chefs are, what the best recipes are. But you can speak on a matter because you just love food. You love the ambience of restaurants, right? So, you know, being an authority figure, force to be reckoned with, you don't always have to be some expert. All right, so enthusiastic as hell, sharp as tack, moving from point to point to point, right? And a force to be reckoned with, an authority figure, right? Those are the things that you should be worried about most. You should put the majority of your energy and effort into not just the mechanics, not the words and the right diction, right? There'll be a lot of times where I fumble over my words. You know, I was laughing one time. I can't remember what I said. I go, did I say that? I mean, I just butchered some word, just unbelievably. It was just, I created a word right in the middle of some rant I was going through or something I was passionately talking about. But I wonder how many people actually caught that, right? And the point is, when you're passionate, when you have a message, when you're excited, even if people don't agree with your point, they got to respect your passion, enthusiasm, and your courage to step up and say your point without that gigantic filter of measuring your words. That's what's most influential. That's what's going to gain the respect of other people. That's when it's going to get them from a neutral state that they don't even care. You know, they got their own problems going by, to hear what you have to say. I mean, it probably sounded a little bit interesting. What the hell? Blah, 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 blah. What? I don't know what that blah, blah, blah is about, but it sounds exciting. Draws you in. Right? What's he saying? And in addition to the blah, 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 where you can't see me, I'm, you know, have the appropriate body language and the eye movements and the face qualities and the hands going as I'm saying that. That's what gets people excited, right? And even if I didn't tell you that my hands were swinging, my body language was moving, my eyes were darting around, I don't need to tell you that because you can hear it in my voice qualities from wherever you are in the world, listen to this podcast, right? If it is your strategy to measure your words and you don't feel you're as influential, if people, you can't convince people to your point of view, you think they're pushing you aside, right? Maybe it's that emphasis. It's not what you say. You know, there's been studies. They say the words you say are, I don't know, I've heard things, 5%, 7%, and all of it is the tonality of the rest of it, just 5 to 7% is the exact words you say, the blah, 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 right? And all the rest of it is, you know, your voice qualities, the subtleties. You know, it's like what I say. You know, I could be talking about something and I could be all excited, move, 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 move in your face, right? That's a certain level of communication that you get a message. But at the same time, I can talk about, you know, a time that when I made a decision, I felt the pain. I know what you're going through. And I had all the doubts, and I wondered if I was ever going to make it through. I just didn't know if I had it in me. But I was so far into the process, I left myself no choice. I couldn't go back. So all I could do is go forward. And those were, man, probably the most challenging times of my life. And I did finally make it through, but what I learned about myself during that process is something I'll cherish forever. Now, so that, I'm in my mind, I'm thinking about a time, and my vision is to alleviate you from the pain, knowing that if you're listening to this podcast, we're probably a lot alike. I just may have some ears on you. Maybe I stepped up a little bit, tested myself a little bit more than you. And maybe that's not even true. Maybe in just one or two areas of life, right? And so I know that I can prevent you from a lot of pain by getting up here every single morning and sharing my message, just knowing that if I can just make some breakthrough, one small distinction, one strategy, if I could get you just look at your situation just a little bit differently, I could come into your life and make it a lot easier. Right? So I'm in that mindset. So when I was talking about that, lowering my voice, slowing it down, I could be just as powerful, just as passionate, just as influential. So I'm not saying you just always have to be in somebody's face, right? It could be a blah, 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 right? So it's just having that passion and enthusiasm, speaking from your heart and from your gut. And I'll tell you something, that takes courage. That takes courage. That's the thing. If you got something to say, and we all have a message. We all have something to say. We all have our own unique way of looking at every situation that can add value to the person in front of you, the people in front of your family. It's about you just bringing out. Having that courage and that confidence, and that'll come out in your blah, 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 whether you have it or you don't. So if you're one of a person who thinks that you have a message, and man, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong with these people? They're not following what I have to say. I told you so. I told you so. Well, it may be what you're saying. Maybe you have just this mixed message. You're holding back. You're speaking cautiously and in fear, and they're not listening to your words. Right? If you said, hey, I told you that, and they go, oh, you did? I don't remember you talking about it. Oh, really? No, I really did talk about that. Don't you remember? Because your words meant nothing. Maybe you were speaking too cautiously, too slowly. You weren't enthusiastic about it. You didn't move from point to point to point. You didn't act like you knew what you were talking about. You didn't act like that authority. Again, something just to consciously think about all the time and get better and better at it. I talk about in this podcast, hey, what kind of state are you in right now? Just by identifying it on a scale from 1 to 10, hell, even if you're at a 6, just by taking the time to think about what kind of state you're in and how that's going to help you or hurt you absorb this kind of information, right? You can crank it up to an 8 just by being conscious of it. So what I want you to think about is how are you communicating to other people? Are you letting that unbridled passion? Do you have that courage? That mindset, do you believe that's an effective strategy? Hopefully, I've maybe pushed you over the edge and have influenced you, how this really works. I can't think about how I say every single word as I get through these podcasts, right? I can. I mean, it would take hours and hours of preparation. And I also know you think of me. Am I right that, man, this guy is passionate. He gets up. He follows through. Man, I don't know if I agree with everything he's saying. I don't know if I see the message or its use, but God, I got to give it to him. He really believes in what he's talking about. He's really passionate. He really works hard. He really comes through with his message. And I guess we'll see if all this, everything he says, I don't know if I agree with everything he says, but I got to respect him, his work ethic, his passion, his courage, right? That's probably, I'm going to assume, that's the way you see my message if you aren't buying into it wholeheartedly, right? And that's the way the world looks at you. Maybe if your strategy is to really measure words, this is a different way to look at it. And throughout your day today, do this today, whether it's on television, You can just turn down the sound or look at conversations, from across the room. Maybe it's at the workplace or in a mall or in the grocery store when you see conversations. You know, there's a game that I play in my Manformation program that you can check out, manformation.com. And it's called Rate the Alpha. And what it is, it's a game I have you just being aware of the things you already know, the presence, the way a person carries himself, his body language, how he walks, how he talks, all of it, and the anything other than what a person says, the expression on his face, the tightness in his face, the relaxedness in his face, like I described that commercial, the person's body language. You're always sending off clues about what state you're in, how confident you are in a particular situation, how you walk with a partner, all these type of things. You're throwing off cues to the world on your level of confidence and expertise. And so in the Manformation program, I have you look at other people just for practice. When you consciously think about things, you can't help but become better at it and see how that can reflect in your own life, what messages, what lessons you can learn from other people. And so it's just, okay, yeah, that guy, wow, look at that guy over there. That guy is a leader. That guy has charisma. I don't know what it is. I guess it's his walk. I don't know. It's the way he's talking to that person. I don't know. Scale from 1 to 10, that's a 9. Wow, that guy needs some help. I wonder what's going on in his life. Sounds like he's challenged. I bet he isn't that successful just by looking at him from across the room, his body language. Some of you don't even know. That guy's a 5. This guy's a 6. That guy's a 10. Won't see too many 9s or 10s probably. But it's just a way to learn from other people and know that you know this stuff. But really what's most important, is to apply it to your life. Like I said, I was with this one real powerful guy, this multimillionaire. He used to fly around in system. This was after I finished my competitive bodybuilding career, and I was kind of in this gap time figuring out the next steps, what I'd taken. Great seminar speaker, very successful. Take me around, and I would assist them. I learned that the whole seminar business. And I remember was in this newer situation with a lot of people who've been doing this. Remember, I was the guy kind of tucked away for 15 years as a bodybuilder, only just mastering that and not really dealing with a lot of people. That's what, that stage of discomfort that I had all this talent and ability, that is what, helped me develop the step-by-step to going from uncertainty to certainty, from lack of confidence to confidence by doing a lot of things that I talk about during these podcasts. That's what's created the Manformation program. And one of the particular situations that caused me a lot of pain is, I had confidence in myself, but I was in a new situation. Oh, that whole world, that whole business, I was a bodybuilder, right, for a long period of time. And I wanted to address him on a very sensitive point that had to do with his business and the personalities in his business, that he eventually, took action. And I don't know, I'm not going to say it's because of what I talked to him about, but later on, that situation resolved. He resolved that situation, right? But I was so uncertain. And I remember it was after an event, and actually I was either the top salesperson or the second leading salesperson in, I don't know, New York City, where the hell we were, Florida, during this seminar weekend. And so it was like Monday morning, I wanted to talk to him about the situation. And because I was so slow in my words, I was so uncertain, I felt I was in this new environment, right, where I wasn't the expert. How can I talk about this? I'm not an expert on this. But I had a definite opinion. I mean, I knew about people. I had an opinion, right? And I wanted to share with him to do him a service. But I remember I was measuring my words so much that he assumed I was going to complain about something. He said, oh, well, are you just, I don't know, I don't really remember the words. He might have been a little bit more tactful than this, but he said something like, well, are you looking for excuses why you didn't do well in your sales this past, weekend or something like that? Where, like I said, I was either first or second. So I thought to myself, wow, here is this sensitive subject. I'm being so measured in my words. Here I am in a powerful situation. I'm courageous. I'm going to tell him a situation. I'm going to go out of my way to be proactive, not sit around and let it happen. And I was a top salesperson. But because I'm sitting around measuring my words, that's the place I was in. That's the place that I was in. I had this ability, all this potential, and maybe you can relate to that. But I was in a new scenario where I did not feel comfortable, certainly didn't have a lot of experience, but I still had my thoughts and my ideas, right? My observations, smart guy, right? But I had spent so much time measuring my words. He assumed I was almost in the exact same position, like I was going to complain about something, like I had a bad week in a productivity during that, where it was just completely the opposite. I sold myself so short, and here's this powerful person, this successful person who is assuming like so much that just wasn't who I am, the facts about who I am, where I was in that situation. I was the complete opposite, but I sold myself so poorly in that situation that he assumed that I was something totally different, was in a totally different place, a totally different level of accomplishment because I was so measured in my words. And that was such a powerful lesson. It was a painful lesson. You don't want somebody who you respect, that you admire, that knows people, and you sell yourself so poor, thinks that way of you. Man, I'll tell you, that caused me a lot of pain. And that helped me just say what I have to say, right? You know, like I said, a lot of the best lessons that we can learn are from pain. So just some things to share with you. Blah, 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 blah. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. Let that passion and enthusiasm and your uniqueness just come through without all that filter taking so long, getting clogged up because you're measuring your words in such a manner that it really sells you short. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that one cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want and would take you months, if not years, of you stepping up, you having that unbridled passion and courage to state your opinion to the world. Months, if not years, of you stretching yourself to actually achieve that goal. If you can do it in a couple weeks, not big enough for what we're talking about right now. I want something that is really going to be juicy, exciting, and get you to really push yourself from early in the morning to late at night when you think about this and get more clear on it if it's something you've already thought about. Is what you're doing right now, I know what you're doing right now is something that's going to move you forward, get you closer to the results that you really want, but I want you to get used to asking yourself that question. You know, maybe is the level that you're playing at right now, the state of mind you're in right now, whatever, is it getting you closer to the results that you really want in life? And come on, I'm pushing you to really think about it. Sometimes we go for one thing in life and that's not really what we want. Very often in my one-on-one coaching, they come to me seeking one result, one achievement. It doesn't take long before when we start talking about things that they're really going through a bigger feeling, emotion, you know, something that would take a little bit longer and a little bit more work for them to achieve, to feel, to experience, and that's closeness, connection, you know, a feeling of self-confidence. You know, is what you're doing right now getting to the results that you really want, those bigger picture that I talk about, or is it something right in front of your face that you think will bring that? So I always want to remind you, there's so many times in life where I went for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the result, and I really wanted something bigger. And how I approach life or my day or a conversation or a relationship or everything, if I would have gone for the result that I really, really wanted, those feelings, experiences, all right, instead of the one that was, I thought that was right in front of me because I didn't have a coach like you do right now pushing to think a little bit more, think a little bit more deeply. If I would have identified the results that I really wanted, you know, my path, my strategy to get there would have been a whole lot different. So I'm always going to ask you, what are those results that really want? All right, have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.